But in the history of mankind, there has never, ever been, not even once, any such thing as a sudden hurricane. They form hundreds of miles out over the ocean. They track them for 2 or 3 weeks. Every evening on the local television news, the anchor man says to the viewing audience, "Look, the hurricane will be coming through your neighborhood a week from Tuesday. And hell, they just wait on it." You'll see some of these people on TV going, "Maybe it'll turn before it gets here." And I hope I'll live long enough for someone a lot smarter than I to explain to me so I can understand the miracle of plywood. There's always that one couple. Hell, we ain't leaving. They interview them on the way to Home Depot. If we get some plywood, hell, we can ride it out. What the hell are they thinking? When they look out the window and see that convoy of Army Jeeps, Army trucks, helicopters, State Police, and National Guard, what the hell are they thinking? That all those people just couldn't find no damn plywood. But I tell you what, folks, at least in this part of the country, the Midwest, the Southeast, see, we have to deal with the very worst Mother Nature can throw at the human race. See, on the West Coast, California, they don't have tornadoes, and they don't have hurricanes. That's just on this coast. Tornadoes occur in the Midwest, the Southeast. In New England, like Vermont, Rhode Island, they don't have tornadoes. You've heard the expression, it's biblical, and your mother has said it. You've heard it. God never gives us more or puts more on us than we can handle. That's how come he sends that stuff to us. He would never send a tornado to damn California. Hell, then you couldn't deal with it. That's why all they get, that's what I call silly weather, limp-wristed weather. Like mud, it's like mud, mud, it's damn mud. Where else in America would mud be a natural disaster? Down here, we put big wheels on something and get out and play. Speaking of sitting on the front porch, I came up with this theory a few months ago. There's been so much talk in recent years about the moral breakdown in American society, the family unit falling apart, and the violence among the small children. It used to be that way, and it's that way now. So why is that? And they've analyzed this thing to death. Here's what happened. We made a mistake in this country years ago when we quit building houses with front porches on them. When everybody had a front porch, we was all more civilized. Get there after supper, sit around, talk, sometimes just grunt. Like, ah, damn. I ain't gonna never eat cooked cabbage again. And remember how you used to wave, everybody drove by, you go. Somebody go, "Who was that?" You go, "Hell, I don't know." Well, you waved. Well, I didn't want them to think we was uppity. And remember how you could gossip about everybody drove down the highway? Somebody go flying, you go, "There goes that David Jackson, driving like a bat out of hell. Got a brand new car. How'd you get a new car? He ain't got no job. I'll bet you his daddy co-signed. He co-signs for all them kids. That's how come they didn't turn out to be worth a damn." Well, see, you can't do that no more. You know why? Ain't nobody got a porch. Everybody's got a deck, a deck, a damn deck. You can't raise a family out back on a deck. We need a porch like they had in Mayberry with Andy, Opie, and Barney out there. If they'd had a deck, Opie would be on drugs right now. Listen. And look at this thing. Look at this thing about neighborhood crime. We're all paralyzed by neighborhood crime. There's no neighborhood crime. When I was little, you know why? Everybody's out on that porch. And the American people are so brave this day. Here's how we conquer neighborhood crime. We all join the Neighborhood Watch Program. Put that little plaque in our subdivision. This neighborhood, part of Neighborhood Watch. I tell you. Man, that's gonna scare them off, ain't it? Some mass murderer head in your subdivision, see that plaque? Damn, they got a plaque! Here's how the Neighborhood Watch Program works. Somebody goes, all right, it's your turn. This week it's your turn. You be on the lookout. If you see anybody strange in the subdivision, you get on the phone, you call everybody else. We'll be out back on the deck. You call us. Now, here's why there's no neighborhood crime when I was little. I remember being out on the front porch with my daddy and my little brother. Some guy would be walking down the road, and my dad would go, wonder who that man is walking down the road right there. My little brother said, I don't know, Daddy. I don't know him. My dad would go, he can walk down the road all he wants to. But he better not come in my damn yard. Well, see, you don't know that now. You know why? You're out back on the deck. The deck. You can't see nothing back there on that deck. And do you remember when the word porch used to be part of our vocabulary? Like somebody would say, you know, I had a glass of lemonade sitting somewhere. I bet you left that on the porch. Where'd I put that hammer? Look on the porch. Or somebody might say, what'd y'all do with that old refrigerator? We just sat on the front porch.
You said, Mama, who was that? That was Cecil. His daddy died today. Yeah, the way he tells it, and we always say that, the way he tells it, like he might be making this up. The way he tells it, his daddy had been outside cutting grass. Well, ever since they bought that riding mower, hell, he cut grass every damn day. He just got there and ride. Well, you know, they bought him that riding mower last summer after he cut off 3 toes on his right foot. That was him being damn bullheaded. You know the mower where it says keep hands and feet away from blade? He said, it's my damn mower. They can't tell me what to do. Well, anyway, listen. So Cecil and the other kids went in together and they bought him this riding mower. I told them when they bought that mower, I said, look, that man's 82 years old. He don't need no damn 12 horsepower. But they wouldn't listen. Sears had that damn sale going on. Nothing down, no payments till April. They said, we'll just add that to what we already owe. Well, you know, when he turned 80, they took away his weed eater. He was chasing bumblebees with it. Well, you know, he wore those real thick bifocals. Remember that? He wore bifocals. So when he would look up like that right there, look up. That bumblebee like a buzzard to him. And then, of course, when he would look down like that right there, look down. He was so proud. Trouble was, his wife didn't wear bifocals. Well, anyway, they get this big mower, and sure enough, he was riding that damn mower to the mall. Had a handicap sticker. We know he had that bad foot and everything. Cutting through people's yards. Everybody had one mowed strip. And they were pissed. Well, anyway, listen, anyway, he had no business cutting grass today. It was 98 degrees out there. And Cecil said, "Daddy, you ought not cut grass today. You just cut it yesterday." He said, "I know, but it might be raining tomorrow." Bless his heart, he thought cutting grass was just like a bowel movement. You ought to do it every day. Matter of fact, that's what he do. Get up every morning and shit that mower. Well, here's what happened. The old man that lived next door, there's an 80-year-old man next door, and he had just gotten one of those, it was a brand new motorized wheelchairs. Had a motor on it, scooting around. Well, they had to get him one, really. What happened was, about 20-something years ago, back in the early 70s, he had this like a hip replacement. And it wasn't like it is today. They don't have the plastic joints back then. They use that metal. And I think he had just soaked in the tub so much that he like rusted his butt. He was like all stoved up. They tried everything. They even sprayed back there with that WD-40. Well, anyway, nothing worked. So they said, "Well, hell, we'll just get him a wheelchair, you know." They had that Sears sale going on. I said, "We'll just add that to what we already owe them." So anyway, he had a wheelchair, and then Cecil's daddy got to argue with that old man about which would be the feistiest. The wheelchair or that new mower. Well, goddamn. So they got out on the highway to drag race. And it was going along pretty good. They come to this four-way stop, and they stop. But this Walmart truck was coming this way. And on the side of the Walmart truck, it said, "Follow us to good bargains." And, you know, and old people just do whatever it says do. So they started following that damn semi. And, well, anyway, so a chihuahua darted, really. Well, you know, now, of course, Cecil's daddy had on his bifocals. He thought it was a hog. But it darted out, and the Walmart's truck just stopped like that, you know? And that wheelchair and lawnmower went right up on that damn truck. I swear it was a mess. kill both of them. Damn dead dog. It didn't hurt the Walmart driver. He said he didn't see a damn thing. Well, I'll get in there and fix the casserole. And we'll go on over there.
But in the history of mankind, there has never, ever been, not even once, any such thing as a sudden hurricane. They form hundreds of miles out over the ocean. They track them for 2 or 3 weeks. Every evening on the local television news, the anchor man says to the viewing audience, "Look, the hurricane will be coming through your neighborhood a week from Tuesday. And hell, they just wait on it." You'll see some of these people on TV going, "Maybe it'll turn before it gets here." And I hope I'll live long enough for someone a lot smarter than I to explain to me so I can understand the miracle of plywood. There's always that one couple. Hell, we ain't leaving. They interview them on the way to Home Depot. If we get some plywood, hell, we can ride it out. What the hell are they thinking? When they look out the window and see that convoy of Army Jeeps, Army trucks, helicopters, State Police, and National Guard, what the hell are they thinking? That all those people just couldn't find no damn plywood? But I tell you what, folks, at least in this part of the country, the Midwest, the Southeast, see, we have to deal with the very worst Mother Nature can throw at the human race. See, on the West Coast, California, they don't have tornadoes, and they don't have hurricanes. That's just on this coast. Tornadoes occur in the Midwest, the Southeast. In New England, like Vermont, Rhode Island, they don't have tornadoes. You've heard the expression, it's biblical, and your mother has said it. You've heard it. God never gives us more or puts more on us than we can handle. That's how come he sends that stuff to us. He would never send a tornado to damn California. Hell, they just couldn't deal with it. That's why all they get out there is what I call silly weather, limp-wristed weather. Like mud, it's like mud, mud, it's damn mud. Where else in America would mud be a natural disaster? Down here, we put big wheels on something and get out and play.